Opening ceremonies for the 21st Arctic Winter Games were held over the weekend in Grand Prairie, Alberta. The international competition pits young people from Alaska, Greenland, and three northern Canadian regions against each other in sports such as skiing, snowboarding, figure skating, and hockey, as well as native games and cultural events. 15-year-old skier Peter Peel is one of about 30 athletes from Juneau going to this year's games. He competed in the Junior Olympics last year and says he could have gone back again, but opted for the Arctic Winter Games instead.
Last year, I had a coach, and she was from Canada, and she was always telling us about how she went to Arctic Winter Games as a coach, and she always telling us how much fun it was, and it was coming up the next year, and got me really interested.
Peel will compete in the Super G and slalom ski events at the Games. A group from Juneau is exploring the possibility of bidding on the 2014 Arctic Winter Games. Mayor Bruce Botello recently named them ambassadors of the city while they are in Grand Prairie. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Jim Powell is on the Arctic Winter Games Team Alaska Board of Directors. He's been to four of the Games and worked at the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. He says Juneau has what it takes to be a good host city.
We have the people, the spirit, and the infrastructure to provide the games.
Powell says another ice rink would have to be built, but overall most of the facilities needed to host the games in Juneau are already in place. There are even a few more resources than in 2006, including the Diamond Park Fieldhouse, which Powell says can be used to stage opening and closing ceremonies. Still, he estimates hosting the games will cost around $4 million.
Now, where does the money come from? People ask that. Well, typically, traditionally, it's been the state, feds, local. It's a combination and private donations and proceeds. People pay to get into some of the events. So that's another source of revenue.
Powell says there's a lot of interest in bringing the games to Juneau, including from Mayor Bruce Botello, who has named about eight people ambassadors of the city while they're at this year's Arctic Winter Games.
That was important for him to come out and go, yeah, let's do this. We bid on it before. I think we can do it again.
The ambassadors are mostly parents accompanying their kids to Grand Prairie to compete in the games. Pam Leary's stepdaughter is playing on Team Alaska's girls' hockey team. Leary says she's going in with an open mind, looking to ask a lot of questions about what it takes to put on the games.
Everybody I've spoken to that have been to the games have just told me you're going to be blown away by it. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I want to ask questions of the people who are organizing it in Grand Prairie so I know what is going to be asked of us in Juneau.
The 2014 Arctic Winter Games are supposed to be held in Greenland, but the host city is still a mystery, Powell says, and Greenland's organizing committee hasn't been responsive to questions. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.